AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A bombshell from the prosecutor in the case of Freddie Gray, the black man who died in police custody in Baltimore 2 weeks ago.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
Prosecutor Marilyn Mosby saying charges are being filed in Freddie Gray's death.
While each of these officers are presumed innocent until proven guilty, we have brought the following charges. Officer Goodson is being charged.
In all, six police officers are being charged in Freddie Gray's death with offenses including second-degree murder, manslaughter, and assault. Freddie Gray's death in police custody has touched off riots in Baltimore. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie isn't talking about this, but we're hearing that one of his former political allies will plead guilty this morning in the politically motivated traffic tie-ups near a New Jersey bridge 2 years ago. David Wildstein is expected in court an hour from now. Our David Porter is in Newark.
The lane closing scandal, while not touching Christie directly, is seen by many as an issue that could be a negative as he prepares to possibly announce that he'll run for president in 2016.
There have been questions over whether the lanes were closed as payback against the mayor of Fort Lee, who did not endorse Christie's reelection. A traffic nightmare followed the lane closings. Ben E. King has died. If you're a certain age, you know the names. Ben E. King died yesterday at the age of 76. He was a member of the legendary group, the Drifters. This is AP Radio News. An AP poll finds that most Americans approve of drone strikes on terrorists. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
6 in 10 Americans favor using drones to target and kill members of terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda overseas, while only 13% are opposed. About 24% don't feel strongly either way. By a wider margin, nearly three-quarters of Americans say it's acceptable for the U.S. to kill an American citizen abroad if that person is part of a terrorist organization. The poll shows support for unmanned targeted killing crossing party lines. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
In Beaumont, Texas, a Nigerian man who federal prosecutors say portrayed himself as a witch doctor has been sentenced to prison, 14 years in prison, for collecting money from cocaine traffickers who were looking to get what they thought were his supernatural powers, protection from authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits, like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.